Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Kalam and Tess, discussing the halachos of mayim which are roy to use until Sidayim. We spoke about Shinimara. Now he deals with this next psul which we have for mayim, and that's the halacha of asa b'malacha. So water which is used for other purposes cannot then be repurposed for the until Sidayim. Why exactly this is a problem? Why Chazal made this problem? You don't have that issue in other areas of in mikvah, let's say. You do find such a concept by the water which is used for mechatas, and we did mention before that we connect some of the halachas of Netilas Yadayim, the water for Netilas Yadayim, to the halachas of mechatas. So one explanation is that this is connected to the halachas of mechatas, that over there the halacha is water which was used for malacha is not kosher to be used for the purpose of mechatas. The Rambam, however, does not give that reason. The Rambam says a different reason why the water which has been used for malach is problematic. He says it's considered shayfkim. It's water which is being thrown out, and therefore it's not chashavah water, and that's not how Chazal set up their mitzvah. They set up their mitzvah to use water which is not discarded water, but rather it's water which is ready to use, it's fresh, etc. So even though it's type of things which you don't mind reusing again, it's not necessarily been dirtied. But the fact that it was used once for something else, Chazal made a blanket statement that all gets a loch of shayfkim of water which is being discarded, and it's not acceptable for Netilas Yadayim. The third explanation is given by the pirush of the Rash Mishantz. The Rash Mishantz on his pirush to Mishnayos Masechtos Yadayim. So this halacha is mentioned in Masechtos Yadayim in the first perek, that water which is used for malacha is pasul, and he grapples with why is that so. And he says a pshat, which I can tell you the words, and exactly how to explain it, I still grapple with it a little bit. He references a Rashi in Masechtos Kulon. Now we don't paskin like this Rashi, like the vast majority of shitas. We are makor l'chatchila for this Rashi. And the Chayyim will talk about this later on. Hot water to the point of Yatzilat is that allowed to be used for Netilas Yadayim? So the more as a machlok is two opinions, whether you can use water which is Yatzilat is by for Netilas Yadayim. And most Rishonim paskin like the shita that it's kosher. There is an opinion which paskins like the shita that it's not kosher. And we're machmir l'chatchila. And we'll see more about that later on. But on that Gemara that says that Mayim, which is Yad Tzeletisbo, it's not kosher for Netilas Yadayim. Rashi says that once it reaches Yad Tzeletisbo, which is not the normal way that you use water, so it loses its status of being water. It's not like water anymore. Now, obviously, it's not something else. It's not a Kabbal Tuma, etc. But regardless of what we refer to Mayim, we're referring to the function of Mayim, this is a different function than what Mayim normally functions as. So the Rash Mishant says, he would suggest the same thing happens after you use water for malacha purposes. So the post-malacha water, it's lost its status of being Mayim. Now, obviously, in regards to many halachas, it's still considered Mayim. It's definitely is still considered Mayim. In regards to what we refer to when we talk about water, we usually talk about water in the sense of prior to being used as opposed to post being used. So these are the explanations why there's a problem of Asam and Malacha. Agav, on that point of Rashi, again, the Chayyim will talk about later on, the issue of water which is heated. According to Rashi says the problem with heated water is not because you're not going to do the Netila properly, etc. He says because it's not considered water. So one of the reasons why we're careful when we have a mikvah for Noshim, which we want to make sure that it's kosher according to every single different shita, we make sure that the water doesn't approach Yad Tzeletis Bo, according to any opinion, in order not to run afoul of the shita's Rashi that's not considered valid Mayim. So when we make a mikvah for Noshim, we try and make it with every single hitter as possible. And this is one of the durim that many mikvahs are makbid on, is that there are different opinions how hot is Yad Tzeletis Bo. Some of the shitas of Yad Tzeletis Bo are fairly low. We try to make sure we avoid even those numbers, because of this Rashi, that if that would be true, it's not considered Malayim anymore, and therefore not be valid for the purpose of a mikvah. So, as Hashem, in the next year, we will actually read the words of the Chayyadim, Simon Beis. Meanwhile, that was an introduction to the halachas of Asa ben Malacha, and have a good day.